Back here at halftime, our halftime show today is presented by our friends from Surf Taco. Good food, good people, and good vibe. As here at halftime, Monmouth leads Fairfield 28-27. And right now, before we get to our first interview, I want to remind our fans that for all things Jersey Shore, subscribe to the Asbury Park Press by visiting app.com/subscribe, as we're now joined by Josh Newman, beat writer for our Monmouth Hawks here at halftime. And Josh, we were just talking off air real quick, but not the prettiest first 20 minutes of basketball we've seen this season.
No, certainly not. And you know what? The funny thing is Monmouth came out and they took control immediately. You know, the pace was to their liking, but, you know, they were turning the ball over a little too much. Fairfield got a few too many clean looks from three, and you know, it seems like they're still in control and they should be up a lot more, but somehow, I mean, they're only up a point here at halftime.
That one-point lead is 28-27, as you mentioned, and I agree. It's a weird half where Fairfield only led for, you know, a few seconds, it seems. MU, it seems as though, Josh, can get whatever shot they want. But what do you think about the setup? Is it a little weird, maybe shooting where they are? You got a kind of a curtained-off arena, a lot of empty seats. Kind of a weird feeling if you're a shooter.
You know what? I've covered high school games and college games, and you know, in weird environments and in big arenas, and I don't really like to use that as an excuse. I mean, both teams have to deal with it. Even if this is Fairfield's home court, you know, both teams have to deal, you know, with the cavernous environment and the curtains on both sides. I don't really think you can use the 9,000 seat venue as that much of an excuse.
Hawks shoot 33% in the first half. Fairfield 35. The number, I think, Josh, that is the most alarming. Monmouth with 13 turnovers. Fairfield had 9 of their own, but not a cleanly played first half by any stretch. Do you give credit to the defense, or just has it been an inept offensive half both ways?
I really feel like, you know, both sides have really been inept. I mean, Monmouth, you know, usually normally takes care of the ball. You know, Josh James is not taking great care of the ball. He's got 3 turnovers, which is uncharacteristic. Andrew Nicholas has 5 turnovers, which is even more uncharacteristic. It's not like any one side is dominating the other. I mean, I feel like both sides have played pretty poorly here so far.
And this a game that, as Matt and I kind of went over all pregame, the Hawks, and I'm sure both teams look at it as though they need to win. Monmouth comes in, drop 3 straight. Fairfield dropped 5 in a row. So you look at the Stags, they're 1-11 in the league. They probably see this game as a must-win, where, as we were saying all half, I'm sure Coach Rice and the Hawks do as well.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? If you're Monmouth, you have 3 straight road games now. You have this game. You're at St. Peter's on Sunday. I mean, if you want to get back on a roll here and try and right the ship, I mean, this game and Sunday, if you think you're good, if you think you could be at least a little bit of a contender, you should probably get these next 2 games if you're Monmouth.
And Josh, I got to ask, do you, in your former assignment at the press, covered a lot of high school sports. You still do cover high school hoops a little bit all over the place. I know you hate days off, so you're always watching a game somewhere. Do you take any credence in the fact that the majority of the Monmouth roster that plays are true freshmen? Does the idea that the high school season is shorter and now you're a college athlete, does that coincide at all with maybe some of these team struggles? Or at this point in the year, do you kind of throw that idea out?
That's a really good question. I part of my preview story for this game, that was actually part of it. You know, I asked some of the guys from New York, you know, Josh James, Justin Robinson, Chris Brady, you know, the New York high school season is short compared to other states. Brady played 20 games last year. Robinson played 25 games last year. You know, you talk to these kids, and mentally there is something lacking just because they've been going, you know, so hard since late September. But at the same time, they understand that there's more games to play, and they're trying to get over that mental hurdle because in a physical sense, they're fine. You know, they're a little tired, but they're fine. You know, they're getting through it. I with these kids, I don't feel like, you know, that the freshman thing coming off the high school season, I don't really think that that's going to be a big deterrent here moving forward.
And I guess with so many young basketball players, and we're talking to Josh Newman, our buddy from the Asbury Park Press, Josh, so many of them play on multiple AAU teams. You got to figure they're used to playing, some of them, 3-4 games a day in the summertime. And plus, you know, let's be honest, they're 18, 19 years old. They should be able to play, right?
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, these kids are, you know, they're young. They're 17, 18, 19 years old. You know, Josh James played at a very high level of both high school and AAU basketball. You know, another, you know, 8 or 9 games to the season, that's nothing to him. The kid loves to play. They're going to be fine.
And Josh, final question for me with Monmouth again leading Fairfield at halftime 28-27. What would you like to see over these final 20 minutes, knowing how you saw the first half play out? What's that best-case scenario for MU these final 20?
You know, just take take better care of the ball. You know, the 13 turnovers, that's obviously way too high. They're getting any shot they want. They're getting into the lane. Just take care of the ball. If they take care of the ball, they keep playing defense, there's no reason that they can't walk out of here with a win.
And well, Josh, I appreciate a few minutes here. We, like I said, got a jam-packed halftime show. You were batting leadoff. Now Ken Taylor from the MAC is going to come on, and Matt will get some knowledge from him with Massachusetts right around the corner.
Good stuff. I'm looking forward to it.
Josh, appreciate it, buddy, as always.
Thank you.
Monmouth leads Fairfield here at halftime, 28-27. We step out for 60 seconds, and we're back with Matt and Ken Taylor from the MAC here on your home for the Hawks, the Shore Sports Network.
And we are back here in Bridgeport, Connecticut, where Monmouth leads Fairfield by a score of 28-27. Matt Horman along the way on our Surf Taco halftime show on the Shore Sports Network. Happy to be joined by Associate Commissioner of the MAC, Ken Taylor, who's getting this game in here tonight. And Ken, as we welcome you in for the second time tonight. How about that? I mean, spot on broadcaster, just like that. We'll throw you into the mix.
Hey, you know what? There's something different every day when you do this job, and that was a unique one. But, hey, that's why it's great.
When you think about this obviously, Mama's first year as a full member into the MAC, and I think what they're learning pretty soon is that how quickly you can go from here to there. You know, a couple games ago we were saying, you know, if they keep up the way that they had been playing, they might be able to challenge for a 5, maybe even a 6. Now all of a sudden, 3 games later, you're looking at the other end of the spectrum, just how balanced the league is so far this year.
I always say the margin of error is very slim in our league. This Fairfield team that's 1-11 is not a bad team. Their one win is over Manhattan. You look at Monmouth, of course, they have a win over Canisius. So it can take an injury, it can take a hot streak, and anything that can happen. And then when you get to March with the tournament, it's really, you know, it's really a roll of the dice and see who's playing well that weekend.
You know, we were talking about the tournament situation the other night on our broadcast when Monmouth was taking on Iona. And, you know, the Gales obviously right there, top part of the league with Canisius. And you say, in a way, if you're 1, 2, 3, it almost doesn't matter because of the neutral site. Like you said, you just want to be playing good basketball. Anybody could get hot. It could be somebody who's playing on day one of the tournament. Maybe all of a sudden they get hot.
You know, it's funny. Iona won the tournament, of course, last year. And you could argue and say their toughest game was in the quarterfinals. They were a 4 seed. They beat Canisius. It was a 4-point game, 90-86. Went right down to the wire. The next day, they took care of the number 1 seed, Niagara. The day after that, they had a battle with Manhattan. But, you know, all 3 games, very difficult for them. And you're right. The seed, you want to probably be 1, 2, or 3 the way it's stacking up, because that 4 or 5 stuff, the way Iona went through it, that was a great run by them last year, playing 3 quality teams. But you're right. I mean, it's the seed numbers can be a little deceiving at times.
Is it a year that you think potentially... you know, I know there has been a year in the past, a couple years in the past, that the MAC gets that second team. This year, because of maybe the margin of just how close everybody is, it may be difficult for a situation like that.
Yeah, no, and the other thing about that is we've got to have a non-league resume that really jumps out at you. And quite frankly, we don't have that on the men's side. We actually have it on the women's side with Marist and Iona. But on the men's side, that's not happening this year. There's no, you know, the only way it would happen is if a team went 19-1 in the league, like Manhattan for a while, when they had a run there. You could have said that they might have an outside chance, but at this point, it's going to be an one bid, winner take all, and that's what makes the tournament so exciting, because everything's on the line.
Monmouth right now leading Fairfield by a score of 28-27. Matt Harmon along with Ken Taylor, Associate Commissioner here in the MAC. Ken, as you know, we always like to do pass along scores from around the league, and obviously a big one that's on ESPNU that's at the half, kind of running along with our game. Manhattan with not a surprise lead, but maybe surprising at least what they're doing up at Canisius, leading 47-35.
That game, I looked at one point, it was 30-13. Then I looked at it, and it was a 3-point game. 36-33 was the last time, and you just pulled that up. And so another run by the Jaspers. Great game, couple top teams. And a great TV game for us tonight there.
And certainly for Manhattan, if you just think in terms of where they're at in the league standings, 8-4 going in tonight, tied for third, almost in a way a must-win for them game if they want to challenge for one of those first two spots.
Yeah, they do, and they dropped a pair to Quinnipiac, they dropped one to Iona. So of those top four, they haven't picked up a win yet, so that would be a huge win for them, especially on the road.
When you think just overall in terms of the year for the MAC and the additions of both Monmouth and Quinnipiac, I know you're going to say nothing but positive things, but I think realistically it has been that, to have both of these teams be part of now an 11-team conference.
Well, they have been, and I would say on the basketball side, you know, everybody said they'll compete, and especially in some of the other sports, but men's basketball, how is Monmouth? They get picked 11. Clearly, they have shown that they are better than that. You know, and they can really compete. Quinnipiac, you know, I heard some people say they're going to really be at the top of the league. Other people say, well, you know, it's a step up. Well, we're seeing them. They're going to be a factor in March. So, and Monmouth, this young team, I mean, you can just see so much potential here. And teams, as you know, you watch teams grow. I they're building something special here. But you know, it's tough. You got to get a little lucky. You got to get the breaks. You got to stay healthy. But they're showing right away that they can compete.
And you know what's nice, too, when you think about all 11 teams, you've got this wide variety. As it's our first time up here at a home game for Fairfield, the wide variety of arenas. You have the big kind of arena that we're in here tonight. It's also a minor league hockey arena, which maybe is its primary use. And then you have the newer arenas like Monmouth and Quinnipiac do have. And then the old school gyms like a Manhattan, like a St. Peter's, kind of those old barns. So you've got everything from A to Z during the course of what all of the teams will experience during the course of a season.
And that's a great point, because, and a lot of what makes the MAC successful is that the schools themselves are very similar. They're small private schools, you know, that similar size, and so it allows, you know, it's a level playing field. But you're right, the facilities are all over the place. You know, Siena, they'll play in front of 6,000, 7,000 people a night. Here at Fairfield, when they're going well, they can draw really well. And then you go to a place like Manhattan or Rider with 1,800 seats, and it's packed every night when they play, especially with their students. We were just there last night with another TV game. And they're all, in their own way, great places to play. And what Monmouth and Quinnipiac, as we've said over and over, they brought great campus facilities, really raising the bar. Really going to raise the bar for some of these members that need to keep up and hopefully upgrade their facilities to really bring the entire league up.
Can I say this with a lot of love? I hope that we don't see you again during the course of the broadcast, unless Eddie gets hit in the face and it becomes you and I. Thanks again for giving us a couple minutes here during that first half and again here at halftime.
Sounds good, and your kid's a tough kid. He's really impressive.
Ken Taylor, Associate Commissioner of the MAC. We step out for 30 seconds. Back with the start of half number two right after this. Monmouth up 28-27 on the Shore Sports Network.